This is Phoenix FM.
It's Marley. It's Marley. It's Marley. There we go, Molly Miller. That was my, did you like that? That was my little promo for you.
Ah, thank you.
That's kind of nice. No, you haven't been here. I haven't seen you for a week because before you were with Scott Ross. Sorry about that. And you had to be in his company for a couple of hours.
Oh, he was lovely.
Did he try a bit of makeup on and stuff?
No, I think he went home to put a face mask on, though.
Yeah, I bet he did. Probably a can of Tetley's knowing him. Now, joined in the studio by the lovely Molly Miller, who writes for the Chronicle, goes all over Essex, does loads of beauty features, hair, you know, makeup, waxing, all sorts of things. And she comes in every 2 weeks now to talk about loads and loads of products. So lovely to see you looking so well.
Thank you.
To say your hair looks, as soon as you came in, your hair looks amazing. So tell everybody what you've had done.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's for a feature for which comes out in all the Gazettes and Chronicles tomorrow.
Yeah.
And basically, I wanted to write about anti-aging and what are the two main things that you could do, really, aside from like invasive procedures and so on, that will help to make you look instantly younger. And there's two things that I always think that work, and that is one, the first thing is teeth.
Yeah, you've got to have some. You've made you look younger.
If you haven't got any teeth,
always helps.
Yeah, it does help. Anyway, so teeth, yeah. If you've got like yellow teeth, this is just going to go wrong, isn't it?
So many people listening today, Alex, gone wrong already. Yeah. Off you go.
Right, so teeth helps if you've got some. And your hair, a decent haircut, the right colour, can instantly take years off you. Now, I've got this thing that I always like to be blonde, but it doesn't suit me because I'm quite dark-skinned. Yep. And so I set up Kennedy's and Ingate Stone, a challenge to say, would you be able to make me, you know, look a few years younger? And you thought I looked younger.
Well, she does look. If you've not seen a picture of Molly, do check her out because she's very gorgeous.
Check her out.
I've got her up on a website.
She knows
nothing about it. Yeah, she's got one tooth at the front. It's ever so nice, bright white. No, but your hair looks lovely because you kind of had it chopped in at the loads of layers chopped into it.
Well, but no, it's not. But it looks blunted cut.
Yeah, it's funky. It looks young and funky.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you.
But still long.
It's actually wet from outside from the rain. But so basically what I absolutely loved about Kennedy's is that I went in there and they give you a full consultation. And they were saying that L'Oreal was did this big market research thing, and they were asking hairdressers, do you think you give your clients a full consultation? And L'Oreal saying that 95% of hairdressers say, yes, we do. All the clients don't think so at all. They don't. I mean, I'm talking about a real full consultation, which what they do is they take you into this back room. And say you're having your hair coloured or cut, and you don't have to have highlights or anything like that. But literally, they will sit there with all the different coloured scarves, and they put them to your face to tell you whether you're a warm or cool complexion. Now, this you normally have to pay for. If you go and have your colours done, you would normally pay for that service. But at Kennedy's, they give it to you for free, which is brilliant. And even next to her, the hairstylist, Lizzie, she had a drawer of makeup in cool and warm tones so that she can show you immediately why that colour works, why that doesn't. And although I really wanted to go blonde, she kind of steered me away from the blonde. Yep. And she did this technique called balayage, which is basically where they just put a few lights from within. And balayage means freehand painting, so they just go and paint it on.
Yeah.
And then Ken, the owner, he cut my hair. And he's got this brilliant new concept called Style School, I think it is, School Style. And basically, you pay £20. You go in there with all your products that you normally use and your hairdryer. They will tell you which are the right products for you, if they're working or not, what you can do to improve those products. It's redeemable. I think it's £20, but it's redeemable against any products that you might buy and so on, any service you have. And then they show you how to make the best of your hair with a blow dry, and they give you all these tips. And one of the tips they gave me, which I think is fantastic, is you don't have to use a hairbrush or hair irons to straighten your hair. You literally do like a scissor motion, pull tension on your hair as you're drying it.
Yeah.
Always hold the hairdryer by the nozzle. Never hold it by the handle because you get arm ache. You can get so much more better direction of flow if you hold it through the nozzle. And make sure you dry your hair in a vertical, not horizontal.
And if you had the nozzle on the end of the hairdryer, because otherwise if you blow dry it, it just goes all over the place. Yeah. But a nozzle actually concentrates it all in one direction.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it makes it so sleek and shiny, and it's cut down any Oh, I've gone off air.
No, you haven't. You're fine. Oh. You're still here. What's happening?
I think it's a loose connection on the wire. I'm
like, oh, she's got a loose connection, I can tell you.
Yeah. So I was really, really impressed. And then I had lovely Carly, who did my makeup for me as well, and she gave me some anti-aging tips as well, such as, like, you know, make sure you use translucent powder, not pressed powder. And with things like lip colours and so on, make sure you sort of use more natural lip tones, which I've covered before in previous articles. But this whole thing, which is coming out tomorrow, actually, they're doing a double page, centre page spread on it. So I'm really looking forward to it. And then the other thing I did was I went to, it's a new clinic that's just opened up in Ongar Road, which is called Pearlies Limited. And they're tooth whitening, but they're tooth whitening with a difference. They have express treatments.
Yep.
They're quite reasonable. It starts at £45, I think, for a 20-minute treatment without the... I'm getting this off the top of my head, but without the LED light.
Yeah.
With the LED light, it's £89.
I'll bring my own bulb.
Yeah, well, it's eight times, but that's really good for tooth whitening. Yeah. And they don't use the sodium, they don't use the bleach.
Because we were talking about this last time you were in, because you used another product to get some teeth whitening.
Well, it's a similar thing. They use sodium perborate.
It doesn't give you that. If you've never had your teeth whitened, I must say, it is lovely to have white teeth. And my teeth are still, they're a bit yellow now, because I had it done about 7 years ago, or 8 years ago, and it cost me, I cut £100 to have it done. But the pain afterwards, I was crying my eyes out. And for months, I went out, and as soon as a bit of air caught onto my teeth, the cool air, or I've drunk something cold, the pain, if you've got sensitive teeth, it went straight up my nose.
Yeah.
It was awful.
I've just heard.
Awful.
I mean, I was so scared. I have to say that when I went to this thing, it's a franchise that Mario Falcone, I can never say his name, off Towie, he's got his franchise. Yeah.
They've all got white teeth on Towie, haven't they?
No, his teeth are really nice, actually, because they're not bright white. They're not like Simon Cowell white.
Number 10 is not good.
No. Well, anyway, number what? 10?
Number 10, you know, you've got like the grading.
Yes.
I think about 7 or 8, you look natural. When you get up to a 10, they look like dentures.
Yeah, well, so I sat in this chair and I was nervous. I mean, you go and brush your teeth first, and they put this gel infused mouth tray in your mouth, and the hardest bit for me that I said in the article was not being able to talk for 20 minutes. You can't talk. And I was trying to like interview them, and I was writing all these questions down. I know. And he was like, Molly, just please, you know, this guy Joey that was the training manager was like, Molly, please stop talking. And I was like, that's the worst bit. But I did not have any pain whatsoever, and my teeth are so sensitive. When I go and see the hygienist before, I have asked them if they can actually numb my whole mouth.
The hygienist, I don't care. Every time I've been in to have my teeth done with the hygienist, they go, we're just going to do this, and then you go, that's an extra £40. I was like, well, what have you done? And they're scraping away again.
I hate it. I mean, they're not even allowed to use a drill on me. They have to do it all by hand, because that's how sensitive my teeth are. I didn't have any sensitivity at all, and it's all down to using this sodium perbonate, and it was brilliant. And then afterwards I met Mario, which was
brilliant, was it?
Well, no, yeah. No, he's old enough to be my son. I'm old enough to be his mum.
He's old enough to be your son.
Yeah, I'm old enough to be his mum. No, and it's funny because I said to him, I know him because he goes to the same gym as me.
Yes.
But no.
Yeah,
this is really going wrong. But he was really sweet, because I know that I'm in the paper every week and I'm having my photo taken.
Yeah.
When it's in your house and you're on a photo shoot, it's fine. But when you're down on the road having your photo taken and there's all these cars zooming past and there's a photographer going, Molly, move this arm up. And you're like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. But he was like, just chill. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. Because I don't actually like
having my photo. I can't wait till I'm famous. I'll just be out there all the time.
Yeah, no, I can't stand having my photo taken.
No, I must admit, I don't like that, because they always get me the wrong angle where I look fat, and obviously I'm not.
Yeah, well, every angle I look fat, so but I do. But anyway, with this tooth whitening, so my teeth were already quite white, and they only lifted 3 shades.
Yep.
But they lifted to the lightest natural shade. The girl that was sitting next to me, her teeth lifted 9 shades in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was brilliant. I thought it was really good. And I'd say, if you want your teeth whitened, it's one of the best things you can do for anti-aging.
Yeah, definitely.
And as I say, you're not going to walk out with Simon Cowell brilliant white teeth.
Or a pair of high-waisted trousers.
Yeah. Well, you're going to walk out with teeth. But I think the bright white ages you anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, when I look at some of these girls that not the Towie. I mean, I know a lot of them from Towie, and some of them are really, really most of them are really, really sweet. And but when you look at the people that copy that and think you have to put on all this makeup and all this white, it makes you look older.
Yeah.
So for anti-aging, if you're a mum, if you're you know, if your teeth are just like yellow or you're just a bit tired, I think one of the best things you can do is go and have your teeth whitened. Yep. It instantly gives you a brighter smile and you just you feel better. But the haircut I was extremely impressed with. I thought if I was going back to any hairdressers again, I would probably head back there, which is saying, you know, something. So I was really impressed.
Right, we are going to talk about we've got loads of products, but I've got to do a quick bit of travel.
Okay, cool.
And then you can get yourself. Are you all right there? Yeah,
yes.
Can hear yourself now.
I'm
going to
hear myself.
That's fine. We can hear you too. Right, a quick bit of travel. We'll be back.
Phoenix FM.
We're back with Molly Miller, and we've just been talking about teeth and hair.
Yes.
Now, what else have we got?
Right, I've got loads of products. First of all, I'm doing a beach photo shoot next week, and I got sent in these amazing flip flops, aren't they cute? I just had to put them in. And there's your sweetie. You can have your sweetie.
Oh,
these are by Sweeties for Feeties, and they're really lovely. This lady, she hand makes every single flip flop, and I know it's not beauty and hair, but they're very, very pretty. And also,
they're flip flops, and they got all feathers.
All feathers and diamonds and a big bow, and they're gorgeous. And they start from £7.
That's good.
Prices are brilliant. And I also got sent in, which I don't really want to turn my head around, but I got sent in that amazing jewelled bra.
I've taken a picture of her with it this morning, but I can't upload it to Facebook, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, well, that's going to my photo shoot, so I'm feeling a bit of a pork pie at the moment, so I need to lose some weight.
I need to get it in.
Seriously, I'm looking for a beach to do a photo shoot or a swimming pool to do a photo shoot. It's got to be done on Thursday, so if anybody knows of a beach or a swimming pool I could borrow, I'll give them credits.
Oh, right, OK. There must be loads of rich people out there in Brentwood who've got swimming pools.
Yeah.
There's one here. Why don't you use the one here at the Brentwood Centre?
Oh, and give them credit. It's shot on location at the Brentwood Centre.
Yeah, and I can be in the background in the pool. They're like, what's that? Is that an inflatable? No, it's Michelle.
Oh, really? Actually, that's a good point. I don't know if they'll let me, though.
They might do.
I'll go and ask them.
You've just got to be careful. Now, that lovely bra you've got, by the way, which is all jewelled.
Oh,
if anyone
stunning.
Wants to make one for me, you need a lot of jewels because I'm on 40F. So if you start working on it now. Well, no, it's all in the front, you see. It's not anywhere at 40F. I think it's a double F, actually. But loads of jewels. That'd be lovely.
It's really, well, that's actually like a clubbing top. So you wear a black top over the top of
it. I don't think I should go out of the top quite like a bit old for that.
Well, I'm going to this over 30s thing on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Holiday Inn. It's going to be really... Yeah.
Not the holiday. We have to be careful. One of the papers was mentioned last week.
Oh, I know. That was the paper that I write for.
Yeah, I know.
They
exposed.
They expose them. Well, I'm going to go
there. You're not going there, are you?
I am.
Oh, right. Yeah. Anyway, moving swiftly on.
Right, I've got some brilliant products here. The first one is Heaven Skincare, which I have mentioned to Heaven before. This is their After Soother. Absolutely brilliant. It starts from about £9.20.
Yep.
This Heaven Skincare, this After Soother, it's brilliant for bites, stings, eczema. You can use it after waxing. You can use it to prevent ingrowing hairs. It's not just like, it's for your face and it instantly cools and refreshens. It's fantastic for holidays. So that one's going in my holiday
feature. And it's a nice little size as well.
Yeah, you can get all different sizes. That one is £9.20, which is for, I can't see how many mils on this. This is like 25 mils. So it's a perfect holiday size. But it's really good for, it can even be used like for acne as well. But if you have the laser treatment on your legs or you have any shaving, anything like that, it's just very, very good at calming and soothing down. And Heaven's an organic skincare range. I mean, I'm using I got sent in their cleansers and toners, and I'm using them myself at the moment. Absolutely love them. I'll give you all the stockets and everything afterwards, and we do. Also going on to waterproofing your makeup is the Lord and Berry now.
Yes, Lord and Berry. I know Lord and Berry.
Do you?
They just specialise, don't they?
They're fantastic, Lord and Berry. This is a smudge-proof eyeliner. You can use it as a heavy cold rim look, or you can use it very, very light. They're so good because they are waterproof. And they're £7.50 from Look Fantastic. But if you put that on, what I love, I actually love this colour here, which is called Ocean 704. This will give a beautiful take on a smoky eye. Now, this looks black, but it's actually navy.
Yep.
If you look at that one's actually... Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
But it's actually navy. But you put it next to the black and you can see the difference.
Yeah.
And it gives a modern update on that smoky eye look. And
very soft pencils as well.
They're incredibly soft, so they're very good for very sensitive eyes, contact lens wearers, very, very highly pigmented. And I love them, and they literally last you. I mean,
I tell you what, I've just put that as a pencil. Now I've just put that on my
hand. You're not
going
to get it off.
And I'm just giving it a quick rub, and it literally that is
not
moving.
You're not going to get it off. You won't.
Now Lord and Berry, as far as I remember, started off because I remember they used to be on. I'm sure they're on QVC, and they started off specialising, I think, just in lipsticks. That's all they did. I'm sure that's all they did before they moved in. That's brilliant. If you because I have, I try and use liquid eyeliner on my eyes, only a little bit, and what happens is it only ends up halfway down my face. I don't know what to do. So this would be great.
It's really good, isn't it? And the other thing I've been sent. in as well, and I haven't got much time, is a Thalgo, which is a reviving marine mist. This is what I've sprayed over my face earlier. Now, Thalgo is one of the leading brands. I mean, they're all over the world. They're stocked in salons, high-end salons. And they concentrate a lot on sea marine care and so on. And what this has got in it is it's got in it grapefruit extract, which is very toning, and it's a spray. And you literally, if you get hot, you're sweaty on the beach, or you just want to refresh your makeup, brilliant to keep in the car, at the office, if you're pregnant, just when you're feeling tired and need a pick-me-up. And it gives a very, very fine spray, instantly refreshing. It's got in it something called gelidium, which is like a red algae extract. That's the natural, the active ingredient, which works on the skin cells, and it just sort of plumps them up and it revitalises. Right, really quickly moving on. We've got Bare Minerals. They're launching in August. They're
actually
new locked and coated.
You don't have to come, but don't have to rush. I've just got to do a quick bit of ads, and then we can come back and talk about Bare Minerals.
Cool.
Because you know it's one of my favourite products. Minerals, and I use them
all the
time.
I've only got a few more products to talk about. My mum will tell me I'm spoken too quickly, but what she doesn't realise is that I have to get all this out and I've only got a certain amount of time.
Yeah, otherwise she gets beaten. All right, hold on 1 second, we'll be back.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Skidmarks, your local tyre and wheel alignment.
Joined by the lovely Molly Miller, beauty expert.
Hello.
Now, don't forget, if you didn't get a chance to write down any of the items that Molly's been talking about, we will have them up on the website for you, and we tweak those out as well. So if you miss any pricing or products, we get all those sorted. Now, we're talking about, I do love Bare Minerals. It's one of my favourites. If you've never used the foundation, use it, because it's not a liquid foundation. It's a mineral powder. It doesn't clog your pores. You can go to sleep in it, and it lasts for ages and gives a really natural finish. And I use it in the summer as well as the winter. Summertime, it's brilliant because it doesn't run off your face, but it's mineral
it's
makeup
really good,
is fabulous.
And it's got SPF in it as well, so it can be prevented.
But we're not talking about the foundation today.
Coming out in launching in August, which is Thursday, isn't it?
Yep.
It's Thursday. They've got their new mascaras. Now, the first mascara, which is brilliant again for holidays and for beach and whatever, swimming, is their new locked and coated waterproof lash top coat. Now, what it does is it doesn't smudge, doesn't clump, and blah, blah. But it's an invisible mascara, and you can use it over any of your mascaras. If you've got a favourite mascara, and what it does, it makes it waterproof, which is brilliant, because often these waterproof mascaras, they're not, you know, maybe don't lengthen enough or volumise enough. So you've got your favourite mascara, and for £12, it's literally you just swipe it on and that's it. You can go swimming and it will stay there. Your mascara will stay there all day.
Yeah.
So that is a really good product. And I don't think there's anybody that's done anything that before. From what I can think of, I don't think, I mean, you do get sealants. You get things like HD Brows do sealants and things like that. But for a waterproof flash top coat that's sort of more widely available, you know, sort of at the major brands, I've not seen one before. The other thing they've got out is their new Lash Domination 10-in-1 volumizing mascara. And if you look at the brush, it's got a very distinctive kind of shape brush there, which basically it means that you can get into the very finest, smallest of your eyelashes. You can get really deep down, and it does all your volumize, lengthens, it thickens, it lifts, it curls, it's clump free. And this is out now. This is, let's have a look at this price. This is £16, and it's out Thursday at all the nationwide counters for Bare Minerals. But it's got in it minerals. With Bare Minerals, you know, it's like all mineral makeup.
Yeah.
So this is really good for sensitive eyewear wearers. It's got in it vitamin blends. It's very, very soft and silky. It's just a really good... I really like Bare Minerals, as I say. It's normally their products treat as well as be just for cosmetic purposes. Yeah. They're actually quite treating. Now, the other thing I've got here is Espar. Oh, have you smelled
this? Yeah, that smells lovely.
So, if, like me, you're a bit wobbly, where I've not been able to exercise for...
A little bit more than wobbly. Let's not go there. I'm like a weeble. I'm about wobbly. You're something not... Nothing. She says that about you. Look, I tell you what, if I had the webcam on, you'd look and you'd go, "Phew, I'd meet you down the Hilton." That's what you'd be saying.
Down the Hilton?
I don't know where you're going. What are you...
Down the Hilton. Going down the Hilton.
With your massage, sorry, carry on.
Holiday Inn. No, seriously.
Let's get the right place, sorry.
I'm not going to the Holiday Inn. Right, okay.
Sorry, Hilton.
Right, the Hilton, not the Holiday Inn.
It's a bit more upmarket, sorry.
Yeah, we're talking like the Burj. That'll do, the Burj in Dubai. 7 stars, thank you.
Yes.
Or 6 stars, whatever it is.
Mm-mm.
But anyway, yes, so why am I putting this away?
Why are you putting it away?
I don't know why I'm putting it away, because you've told me, everyone, that I'm going down the Hilton's. It's going to go wrong. Right, anyway, so detoxifying bath oil.
Yep.
So if, like me, I've not been able to exercise for a few months due to injury, and this is brilliant to help with any cellulite, but it just basically, if you're going out for the night, use it the day before, because it will make you wee for England. Put it in a bath.
That's what I always like to do the day before I go out.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, but put it in your bath. It's very clarifying. It's brilliant if you're really stressed out and you've had a really hectic day. I personally wouldn't use it at night because it does make you flush out all the toxins. It does work.
Mm.
It will work. If you use it at night, you're not going to get a brilliant night's sleep.
Yeah.
You will find that you're constantly on the loo. So if you just put a few capfuls in the bath, it smells incredible. It's got juniper berry, cypress, yeah. And it stimulates the lymphatic system.
Yeah.
And it's got sweet almond oil in it. It's got grapefruit peel in it. It's got sage oil. So all these are really good for clarifying, for toning, for rejuvenating. Don't think you can use it in pregnancy. I personally wouldn't advise it because the essential oils are very, very strong. Finally, going on, I've got the deep cleansing oil from DHC. Now, this guy, I mentioned him a couple of weeks ago because I've only just started looking at their products.
Yeah.
And Shu Uemura, I can never say their name, they bought out that deep cleansing oil, and a lot of companies have followed suit and so on. Well, this one's brilliant. Now, what he does is from Japan. I'm sure he's from Japan. I've got to check that, but I'm sure he's Japanese. And he found this amazing olive oil that he wanted to use and put it in all his products. This is brilliant. You literally just put a couple of capsules in your hand, dry, put it on your makeup, all over your makeup, and then you just rinse it off. But what I love about this for holidays is it really is deep cleansing. It gets rid of all the grime. It gets rid of waterproof makeup, which is, it's a pain to get off. It gets absolutely everything, all the salt on the sea and the sand, anything like that. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
It retails now. I don't know what the retail.
It doesn't make your skin greasy sometimes because there's lots of oils out for your skin now. But cleansing oil is a new one. But they don't make your skin greasy.
No,
so don't
not
be
at
frightened
all.
To use them.
It's not at all. And especially on holiday, you might think, my skin feels greasy from the sweat and the heat. This doesn't. This leaves it feeling instantly refreshed. Also, it's nice because it is a little bit rehydrating as well, which you will need if you've been out in the sun all day. This one is £21.50 for 200 mils, but it lasts ages. You only need like one pump.
That's probably that's about 4 months worth in that bottle, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Absolutely. going back, the S-Spa is £26.50.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's what I brought in for you today. So I managed to rush that on. I haven't got anything else for you.
Oh, blimey. It's not like you just finished there early. I was sitting there early.
I've got lots of people listening in now.
Oh, hello, lots of people listening in. I will get the picture of Molly up on the Twitter. I've taken a lovely picture of her in a jewelled bra. Not literally. She was wearing it over the top of a T-shirt. But I can't upload it for Twitter for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, no.
Maybe it's banned. Maybe it's a nudity thing.
No. I had a T-shirt on.
Not once I've done the photoshopping, you won't. It'd be fine.
No. But, so I've got some lovely little bits in here. And I say, look out for the paper tomorrow, because tomorrow I am talking about... I've got, double-page feature with Pearlie's and Kennedy's as well.
Yeah.
Impressed with both of them, as I say. It's the best thing for anti-aging.
Did you meet Paul Hollywood? I just have to ask. Did you get to meet Paul Hollywood, the baker?
No, I'm really disappointed with Chris Richards at the Gazette. Hello, Chris. I've got to speak to him. He promised me at that Twitterati event, he said to me, I was talking about Paul Hollywood because I just think he's more my age than Mario. But anyway, and he's got these lovely blue eyes and I've got a thing for blue eyes.
Yeah.
Really have. And Paul Hollywood's just got these really amazing blue eyes. He can bake as well.
And you didn't get a chance to meet him because you were let down.
Well, they didn't arrange it. The paper didn't arrange it. All I wanted was a 2-minute interview with him. I said to them, that's all it will take is 2 minutes. Yeah.